escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 25th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. Another day, another landing on Venus. The Soviet space probe Venera 10 repeated its sister ship's feat of landing safely on Venus on this day in 1975. Because of the planet's harsh surface conditions, Venera 10 lasted less than an hour and returned a single picture of the surface of Venus. In 2004, the NASA space probe Cassini got its first look at another cloud-shrouded world of mystery in our solar system, Saturn's giant moon, Titan. Using radar, Cassini was able to get the first ever glimpse of Titan's surface through its thick orange clouds. For the first time, scientists could see large oceans, and readings indicated they were likely rich in organic material. Painter Pablo Picasso was born on this day in 1881. Actor Billy Barty was born in 1924. Apollo 9 astronaut Rusty Schweikert was born in 1935. John Anderson of Yes was born today in 1944. Born in 1955, actress Glynis Barber, one of the final new faces to join the ranks of Blake 7.
Did you find out what they were doing in this area, Orak?
They came to investigate my distress signals, naturally.
Naturally? You wouldn't have set us up by any chance, would you, Avon?
Now, that is an unattractive idea. I really could be quite annoyed if I thought we'd been the bait in a trap you'd laid for them, Avon.
Vincent Price died on this day in 1993. Actor Richard Harris died in 2002.
Only a person who wanted to find the stone, find it, but not use it, would be able to get it. That is one of my more brilliant ideas. And between you and me, that is saying something.
Does that mean, with the stone gone, that is, that Voldemort can never come back?
Oh, I'm afraid. There are ways in which he can return.
Captain Kirk and company found themselves destined to take part in the shootout at the OK Corral.
Hell for leather, right out of history.
But why here? And why now?
Captain, the Melkot said you were the pattern. He looked into your mind and selected what he considered the proper time and place for our punishment.
Because my ancestors pioneered the American frontier.
Yes. The violence of your own heritage is to be the pattern for our execution.
What's the matter with us? We're talking like we really are in Tombstone, Arizona in 1881.
Precisely. In terms of what the Melkots intend for us.
There's something about that date, October 26th, 1881.
The Star Trek episode Spectre of the Gun premiered on this day in 1968. In 1975, the Doctor went up against aliens posing as ancient Egyptian gods with powers beyond those of mere mortal men.
What was it?
The relative continuum stabilizer failed.
No, not that. I mean the thing.
What thing?
There was a terrible face just for a second, then it was gone.
Hmm?
You don't believe me, do you?
Nothing can enter the TARDIS. Unless...
Unless what?
Mental projection of that force is beyond imagination. Yet it might explain the stabilizer failure. Let's see, it was at this end of the...
No, spectrum. Doctor, don't! Whatever it was, I know it was totally malevolent.
We've landed.
In the premiere of part one of the popular Doctor Who story, Pyramids of Mars. In 1980, the Doctor befriended a future companion from further away than usual.
That blue box I saw. I saw a blue box.
A blue box? Really? What was it like?
Well, it was old. And there was a door. No, there were two doors. And they opened inwards. And there was something funny about them. Handles weren't on the same level.
Quite right. When inside it, it's called a TARDIS. This poison of hallucinating has your transcendental dimensions. Never mind about that. Come on, K-9.
The Doctor Who story Full Circle introduced Matthew Waterhouse as Adric, a boy who wasn't just from another planet, but from a neighboring universe. And in 1986, the Doctor lost a companion in part 8 of Trial of a Time Lord.
You killed Perry.
We had to act. With the discovery that Crozier had made, the whole course of natural evolution throughout the universe would be affected.
But Perry died, Doctor, because you abandoned her.
We had to end her life because your negligence had made it impossible for her to live.
Lies. There's something else going on here. The High Council has no right to order Perry's or anyone else's death.
Please, Doctor.
No. I was taken out of time for another reason. And I have every intention of finding out what it is.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was created and produced by Earl Payne.